Greetings on the Lord's Day. I'm Pastor Beloy, and this is Covenant Reformed Church. Let me begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, bless this time of worship together. And though we cannot be together, yet we know, Lord, that our fellowship is with you and with the Father, and that we are in your Son, Jesus Christ, together as one. We ask your blessing upon your word now to our hearts and minds, in the precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace, is it yours? Is there any hope for peace in this war-torn world? There just seems to be fighting everywhere. Crime in the streets, fighting in the homes, fighting in churches, fighting in the government, through the social media, on TV, on the international scene, wars and rumors of war. It seems like it's replicated everywhere we go. And now we're involved and engulfed in a global pandemic outbreak. And not only viral, but economic. It only proves what the Bible says is true, and that is that the way of peace they have not known. Romans 3:17. It appears that all of our efforts to achieve a true and lasting peace in our lives come to failure. And why? And why is that? Well, first, because our trials and tribulations are but the symptoms of an even greater and deeper root problem that we cannot solve by ourselves. And that is the problem of sin. It says in the book of Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That means that we've all come short of fulfilling God's will. We've all broken God's commandments. We've all displeased God. And even if you were to do it with one sin, it doesn't matter. God is angry with the wicked every day, it says in the Word of God. In Isaiah 57:20 and 21, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." And so we wonder why we feel ill at ease and have no peace within. How can peace be made? Well, you've heard that saying, make your peace with God. There could be no better advice given to you than that. For truly, not all of our best efforts can bring us one inch closer to the kingdom of God. Not all our best intentions to be a good person can save us. Our most sincere prayers will not be heard from God or by God, even to repent and to change our lives, to turn over a new leaf, as it were. In a hymn written by Horatius Bonar, he wrote, and we sing, "Not what my hands have done can save my guilty soul. Not what my toiling flesh has borne can make my spirit whole. Not what I feel or do can give me peace within. That all my prayers and sighs and tears can bear my awful load." You see, we have an awful load, and that's the load of sin carried on our shoulders. And why? And why? Why is that so? Because all of our best efforts cannot alleviate that heavy load, because they are done by a sinner. God alone has the hope. God alone has the answer. And he offers a sure and lasting peace to sinners. Our Lord Jesus says in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be dismayed." What we cannot do, God has been able to do and has done perfectly to his satisfaction, because after all, he is the one that made us, and we are obliged to him to love him and to serve him and to live for him. It says in Colossians 1:20, "And having made peace," how? "Through the blood of the cross." Whose cross? Of course, there is only one whose blood, of whose bloody cross, avails for sinners, and that is Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord. There, the full penalty of God's judgment fell on him. There, our substitute bore the wrath of the Holy God in our place. There, he suffered and died. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And as the evidence of God's acceptance of his work that he completed, and his satisfaction with what his Son did, he raised him from the dead and made him alive forevermore, and then later to assume his place in glory at his right hand. In Isaiah 53:5, it says, "But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." The chastisement, the punishment, the discipline that his Father exerted upon him for our sins was what this is all about, that makes us well, that makes us whole again, that makes us healed from our sins. And that is why peace has been made through the blood of the cross of the Son of God. Mordor continues in his hymn, "Thy work alone, O Christ, can ease this weight of sin. Thy blood alone, O Lamb of God, can give me peace within. Thy love to me, O God, not mine, O Lord, to thee, can rid me of this dark unrest and set my spirit free." Wow. How can I have that? You're probably asking now, if you haven't received this gift already, if you haven't experience this peace of God, this peace with God, by faith in Christ alone. Paul says in Romans 5:1-2, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You are justified when you believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as your Lord and Savior. At that moment that you do, you are justified. It's like the judge saying, and at the same time simultaneously banging down on that gavel, "Not guilty." But in this court of law, even the court of law of the Most High, something very unusual took place. And that is our advocate, or our lawyer, Jesus Christ, offered himself in behalf of sinners so that his account of his having suffered in their place is what is offered as evidence of the strongest kind to set that person, his client, free from his sentence of death. And so when a sinner believes upon Christ, he is acquitted of all of his sins, past, present, and future. Righteousness is fulfilled for him in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me go on to say this, and that is that it's one thing for peace to be made, such as when warring nations put down their swords and their spears and their chariots. You know, the human race has been at war with God from almost the very beginning of time. And the reason why, of course, is because God has been angry with our sins all this time. And if you're not a believer, you're under the wrath of God presently. But you can be saved from that and be under the love of God by believing upon Jesus Christ. And so this peace can be yours. But keep in mind that it's on God's terms. In Romans 10:9, I'm going to read that from the Word of God. It states that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you confess, that means if you admit and tell and speak with your mouth in prayer, "Lord Jesus, be my Savior." The promise is that as you do that, believing in your heart all along that God raised him from the dead and completed the work of Christ and accepted the work of Christ, you will be saved, is the promise. Because all righteousness was fulfilled for you by him. All righteousness was fulfilled to the satisfaction of a holy and righteous God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Peace with God is accomplished, not only for you, but in your life. You're receiving him into your life. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. You will never regret having made this decision. There will be one decision in your whole life that, above all, you will never, ever regret that you have made. And there's no difference between you and anyone else, between, as he says, the Jew and the Greek, because the same Lord over all is rich to all that call upon him. He is this way to anyone who will come to him, no matter what your past is like, no matter what your sins were. They can all be forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. The door is open, and peace can be yours today when you rest your case with Jesus. You will have peace with God. And you will also begin to have that peace of God that passes all understanding, to keep your hearts and minds through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the condition. Because God will be at peace with you. When he sees the blood, he will be at peace with you. Because the conditions of peace have finally been met. He will look at you with eyes of love. He will look at you through the blood of the Lamb of God, his Son. You will be like Isaiah when he says, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou hast comforted me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust him and not be ashamed and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he also has become my salvation. You will have a true and solid and lasting relationship with God. And you will have peace. 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 John says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, as he is light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Do you want that? Yes. Peace, of course. Who doesn't want that? But to have your life made right with God, to have your sins taken away as far as the east is from the west, to have them thrown behind the back of God by Christ so that he doesn't see them anymore and remember them anymore, because they are plunged into the depths of the sea of his forgetfulness. Are you at peace with God? Yes, I know I'm talking to the choir or preaching to the choir, but maybe there are those there who are not yet saved or who are not sure of their salvation, who have not really and truly committed their lives to Jesus Christ yet. I trust that you would at this time, because the Lord says that these things I have spoken unto you, such as what you've heard from the Word of God, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He has opened the gates of heaven. He has closed the gates of hell to every single one who will receive him. To as many as received him, to them gave he the authority to become the children of God, to them that believe on his name. Will you do that now? Job says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Will you? Will you? Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, bless this word of reconciliation, this word of peace, to the hearts and minds of all who would hear it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that brings the end of this message, and may you go in peace, even the peace of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.